USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Four more are headed to prison for their role in the 2021 U.S. Capitol riot. Four Proud Boy members, Attorney General Merrick Garland.
We have secured the convictions of defendants who fought, punched, tackled, and even tased police officers who were defending the Capitol that day.
Garland said the evidence detailed the extent of the central role the defendants played in setting the riot into motion. Republican lawmakers are proposing a national Stand Your Ground law. Companion bills were introduced into the House and Senate today by Florida Representative Matt Gaetz and Oklahoma Senator Mark Wayne Mullen. The legislation would allow people to use deadly force if they reasonably believe it is necessary to prevent imminent death or great bodily harm. Gaetz said the legal duty to retreat from common law puts the law on the side of the attacker, not the victim. Ed Sheeran has been found not liable in the copyright infringement case.
And it looks like I'm not having to retire from my day job after all.
Sheeran was accused of stealing components of Marvin Gaye's Let's Get It On song for his 2014 hit, Thinking Out Loud. He told reporters today he's just a guy who loves writing music for people to enjoy. The man accused of Wednesday's mass shooting in Atlanta is facing five charges. Deion Patterson is charged with one count of murder, four counts of aggravated assault. He allegedly opened fire in the waiting room of a medical facility, killing one woman and injuring four others. Fox says it settled its Dominion Voting System's defamation lawsuit for close to $800 million to buy peace. An attorney for the News Corporation wrote in a letter to the judge that Fox wanted to end the continued media spectacle of the case. She added that Fox is still against news organizations filing motions to unseal redacted material in court filings that amount to thousands of pages. This is USA News.
Let's see, if something costs less, but people are happier with it? That sounds like something to look into, and that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard switching to MediShare to pay for healthcare can save the typical family $500 a month, and that's huge, but it's also true that people are way more satisfied after making the switch, too. The customer satisfaction rate for MediShare is double that of the typical health insurance plan. Double. MediShare works. It's been around for more than a quarter century, and members have shared more than $3 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network. So, yeah, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. So if you're self-employed or part of the gig economy, or you just want a plan you're happy with, you can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. Very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
The world's first RSV vaccine is now FDA approved. It was developed by pharma giant GSK. The shot is for adults ages 60 and up. A late stage clinical trial showed the single dose vaccine lowers the risk of symptoms by 83% and of severe illness by 94%. The CDC still needs to recommend the shot before it's available to the public, and a CDC advisory committee is scheduled to meet in June. The death of a mentally disturbed man who was put in a chokehold on a New York City subway train is being ruled a homicide. There was a rally yesterday where folks demanded justice for Jordan Neely, who was homeless.
Instead, what we're seeing is people and not having a compassionate approach to those who are suffering with mental health and homelessness.
Witnesses tell police Neely was harassing passengers, making threats on the train when a passenger and former Marine put him in a chokehold for 15 minutes. No charges have been filed at this time. CEO pay in the U.S. is on the rise. The median pay for the 100 highest paid CEOs rose 7.7% last year to $22.3 million. That's according to a study from research company Equilar. This while workers' pay failed to keep up with inflation. Jenny Craig is closing all its weight loss centers in the U.S. and Canada and moving to an online retailer. Dave Collins, USA News.
Do you have a story to tell? Bring your story to life with audiobooks. Great stories deserve great storytelling. Audiobook Network provides professional voice actors and full production services for every author's manuscript. From narration, production, and editing to distribution, promotion, and sales, Audiobook Network handles everything. If you have a print book, ebook, or even a manuscript, call Audiobook Network now and get our free audiobook guide. 800-734-1229. 800-734-1229.